Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are facing incredible amounts of persecution in India. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says not a week goes by when there isn't a report of Christians being beaten up. However, Yohannan says Christmas is one opportunity when the church is allowed to celebrate with relative freedom.
As people hear the gospel through carols and musics and Bible verses, that millions will be touched and gripped with the gospel. Secondly, pray for our missionaries that they will be able to share the gospel without fear and anxiety.
Meanwhile, Christmas can't be celebrated openly in North Korea. Even so, Christians are finding ways to do it. Open Doors works with an active underground church there. Sometimes they hold a meeting in remote areas with a group of 10 to 20 people. The risk is deadly. North Korea ranks first on the Open Doors World Watch list of countries where Christians suffer the greatest amounts of persecution. The church is growing as refugees are coming to faith in China, then returning home to share it. And Russia won't be celebrating Christmas until January 7th. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says the church is organizing special outreach events, including the Great Gift Exchange, where 30,000 gifts will be handed out to poor and orphan children.
This is a great bridge-building opportunity or relationship development. Those poor children that live in orphanages, they don't expect that somebody would leave their families and come and spend Christmas with them. So this is an exciting time for them when evangelical youth.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Greg Yoder, wishing you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.